know that Sefer Bereishis contains very few mitzvahs, especially klapei the other four svarim. And the question of what is the purpose of Sefer Bereishis, obviously it gives us the Shtalshulus from Brias Olam, and it gives us the Sipurim of the Avos HaEmois, but what is the purpose in the Torah having such an arichus in the lives of the individuals that are contained within Sefer Bereishis?
Kehilchois
of these others. Why?
Because while we hear Torah, while we learn Torah, to a certain extent, it's theoretical. In other words, it could be that it's a great idea, and philosophy makes sense, but no one really lives that way. Very nice, but it's not the Gehenna Meister, because it's a great theory, but who can actually live up to the ideals that are expressed in the Torah? Whereas, when I see people living that way, when I understand that Torah actually transforms an individual, and not only the individual who learns the Torah, but even the avodim of those people, then I understand that Torah is not just theory. Before, therefore, that I start learning the mitzvahs, I have to know that the mitzvahs are real, that they have a real impact. And there's a similar idea with regards to tefillah. Tefillah, as the Gemara Brach tells us, is one of the So I have to work on my tefillah. Mishnah Novus warns me that it shouldn't be tefillosi, should not be kva. So how do I do that? So I can learn the perish of the tefillah. I can learn about emunah. But one of the ways to make tefillah real is to daven on an ordinary Tuesday morning with an odden godel and see that tefillah is a reality for them. And that, perhaps more than anything else, transforms the theory of what tefillah is supposed to be into practice. That can give me a greater chizuk than learning about it. And therefore, Sefer Bereishis is there to give me the understanding that it's real. The question that still remains with regards to Rashi bringing the idea of Yofa Sichoson Shel Avdei Avos is why Rashi did it in the middle of the parsha of Eliezer and Rivka. It is on the posuk of Va'ovoi Hayoim, where Eliezer is relating to Lavan what exactly happened in the Hishtalshul Sadvarim. Why does he wait till then? Especially since what Rashi says is the meaning of Va'ovoi Hayoim, today I came to the well, is that I left today and I arrived today. Mikal, so from here we learn that Eliezer had Kvitas Aderach. The answer is that Eliezer didn't tell them he had Kvitas Aderach. But we, who have learnt the whole parasha and the whole story till now, know that he has had Kvitas Aderach. Which means that Eliezer's anova is apparent in the words of Avai Hayom. And therefore the effect of Avram Avinu on Eliezer is so great that even when Avram is not present, Eliezer is able to have an anova in the way he speaks, which any of us would be proud of. That's what Rashi is telling us, and that's why Rashi waits till now. Now, this is therefore the, so to speak, the macro view of the purpose of Sefer Bereishis as a whole. But on a practical level, how do I get something out of Sefer Bereishis? So, there are two ideas. The first is that within the Maistei Avos there are limudim on a practical day-to-day basis for me. The Ralbag is known as a philosopher. Despite that, in the Te'alios HaRalbag, at the end, especially in Nah, after every few prokim, sometimes three prokim, sometimes ten prokim, the Ralbag looks back over the last whatever amounts of prokim have elapsed and says, what do we get from this? and has a series of te'aliyos, sometimes 40, 50, 60, and they are all al derech hashkofa musa. And the Ralbag does the same al hatera. Rav Levi ben Gershon, he was one of the Rishonim, lived in the south of France, in Avignon. So, the Ralbag on Parshas Vayetze, more than any other parsha in the Torah, I believe, has a series of te'aliyos. And he says, for instance, on the posuk Vayifka b'mokem v'yolen shom kiva shemesh, so the Ralbag says, Royu la'odom k'sheyase p'uloysov sheyase bizrizus. We see from the way Yaakov acted that he did things bizrizus. Kiva shemesh, you have to act here and now. It was sudden. It arrived suddenly. But rather than be b'behala, he was able to deal with the situation because his approach to a situation was, don't get overwhelmed. And at the same time, he says, a person al yachnis atzmo l'sakana. And later on, when Yaakov approaches Choron, and he says, Achai me'ayin atem, vayomru me'choron anachnu. So he says, Roy la'odam, that when a person needs to ask information of another person, he should do so in a way that does not expose him l'metzik u'l'mahatel. It doesn't expose him to ridicule. And therefore, since he didn't know exactly where he was, he didn't say to them, where is Choron? Because maybe he's in Choron already. And therefore he would have been a metzalik in the eyes of these individuals. And a person should know they have the tzura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon them. They have to act in a way which reflects that. Obviously that's not to say that the meisim of the obos should only be learnt at this level as a practical sefer musa. The marshal on the idea, you know, sulam mutzav arza v'reisha magia shemaima. So, on the one hand, many people darshan the idea of Sulam, the gematria is 136, and which is the gematria of Koel, Tzoyim, and Momoin that we know from Tulas Rishon and Yom Kippur, which is the practical Musa of how to connect Oretz to Shemayim through these three ideas. But there's also the Megala Mukos writes that Sulam is Shem Ayin base, Shem Mem base, and Shem Chof base, three of the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which reflect Chesed, Gevura, and Emes, Tiferes. Right, Chesed is Gematria, Ayin base. Gevura, Mem base, is always that which defines the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Masois, in the Midvah. The Midvah is always a place of Gevura, it's a place where there's no life. And Torah is reflected in the Shem Chof base, because these are the Chof base, Oisius HaTorah. So in the same word that you have a Gematria expressing Derech Hashkof and Musa, it also expresses ideas which are purely Alpi Machshava and Kabbalah. So obviously, the Maisim have to be understood on more than one level. But what we can get out of it in terms of Yotho Sichosom Shal Avdei Oveis is a day-to-day guide as to how to run our lives. Instructions as to what we should do. But beyond that, there is a separate idea that can be gained from Sefer Bereishis. We are told that we should ask ourselves on a constant basis, Mosai Yagiu Maisai Maisai Avoisai. When will I attain the level of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? At the same time, Gemara tells us, Chaval al da'avdin v'lei mishtakhi, that the Oveis are Avdin, are lost, v'lei mishtakhin, and they are not to be replaced, they are not to be found in the present day. And that was said in the day of Moshe Rabbeinu. Which means that we can aspire and we can be inspired by the Oveis, but at the end of the day, we're not going to be Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because the Madregas that they attained are ones that have actually influenced, that have given us the ability to be Rachmonim, Baishonim, Gomli Chasodim. They have made what we are, and we daven Bishuseim. To put this into perspective, to have a look at the Nesayon of the Akedah, Lamoshe. The Nesayon of the Akedah, which lasted for 3 days, was not simply, and that in itself would have been difficult enough, but it wasn't simply that Avraham Avinu is being told to shecht his son, es binchas yichidcho ashahavta. That's not the entire Nesayon. The Nesayon is that Avraham Avinu knew with every fiber of his being that no good could possibly come out of Akedas Yitzchak. He knew beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is Avraham Avinu who understood everything by looking at the world. He was able to understand that there is a Borei Olam. So he knew that no te'eles could come out of what he was about to do. Which means all of his logic, all of his intellect, all of who he was, told him that this is wrong. And that was stacked up against the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it nevertheless. That's the Akedah. Everything he is against the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said do it. And it lasted 3 days, so it shouldn't be an instinctive knee-jerk reaction that he did it without thinking. He had to cope with that for 3 days. That's a Nisayon. So perhaps, Le'itim Rechokos, once or twice in a person's life, they have this tight nature of Nisayon. Was a Nisayon of Rivka, where she sees for 63 years how Yitzchak loves Esav, and it's incorrect because she knows that Mime'ayach Yiparedu. She knows they are going in different directions and that Esav is the Rasha. And for 63 years she has to keep quiet because this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to run. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants her to do. The Gvuras HaNefesh that was required for Rivka to be what she was is something that is it's just a different world. Which means that Hagam, the Ovos are there as an ultimate goal, but they are not our models on a day-to-day basis. At the same time, we are not those people either. The Hanhogas HaOlam is that if a person does something negative to another individual, when they hurt them, or they embarrass them, or they take money from them, so normally a person is a little embarrassed. They've given themselves all the right reasons why they're allowed to do what they did, but at the end of the day, they're a little embarrassed to show their face to that individual till the other person has calmed down. Yet we have Lavan. He switches wives on Yaakov. You would imagine that the next day he would keep a low profile. He would stay out of Yaakov's way. Bearing in mind, he hasn't just ripped off Yaakov for the wages of 7 years. He's essentially taken 7 years of his life away. Shtel d'chval, what that means. He turns up the next morning, and not only is he not embarrassed, he goes on the attack. I've heard, Yaakov, that there are various places where the younger one tries to outsmart the elder one. I don't know if you've heard of those Azazach, but so rumours have come to Choron that, there are Anhogus and certain people who are not straight, that that's what they do. But where we come from, we don't do such a thing because we're straight. He attacks him. He's ripped him off for 7 years of his life, and he goes on the attack. That's Lavan, right? Kishmai Kainu. He's as pure as the driven snow. It's nothing to hide. Now, the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us, Chazaka ein adam meiz b'pnei bal chayvoy. Why? So Tosfos says, because your bal chayv knows you're lying. And Rashi says, because the person's done you a favour. Lavan's not bothered by these chazakas. This doesn't affect how he works. And bear in mind that the expression Rachel Bitcha Ketana has become an idiom for making sure that I've dotted every I and crossed every T. So it was absolutely clear what I had in mind, says Yaakov. And Imkol said, that's where Lavan does his shtickle. He's not bothered. Why? Because Lavan is a total baltaiva. Lavan is a complete and utter Rasha. And none of the norms of society have any hold on him whatsoever. He wants to do what he wants to do, and it's irrelevant how other people are put out, how it seems. He gets the whole town in on the act. It's not just him. And if we look at the end of the Sedra, Yaakov runs away. Lavan catches him up. And Lavan says, you can imagine the violins playing in the background. He says, I can't believe you left without giving me the opportunity to say goodbye to my children and my grandchildren, and who knows when I'm next going to see them. And Yaakov says, what do you want? So he says, now that I'm here, there's something you took which belongs to me. So Yaakov says, fine, go and search through everything that I've got. And he does so. And he's still not satisfied. So finally, finally, and this is after 20 years of living in his house. Vayichar liYaakov. Yaakov finally gets annoyed after 20 years. And he says, Ma pishi machatosi ki dalakta acharoi. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? For 20 years, anoichi imoch. And he says, in the cold, in the heat, I did everything. I never in any way gave you cause for complaint. You ripped me off I don't know how many times, and I never said anything. If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I would only do. Now imagine that you are Lavan. Yaakov, one assumes, was no weakling. Besides for Vayogel Ho'even, if we understand it literally. But besides for that, he's been out in the cold and in the heat, etc. So he's not, you know, not somebody you really want to tangle with. Beyond that, Yaakov is somebody who has kept Shtum for 20 years when Lavan knows he's been stealing from him. So when he finally explodes, norm would dictate, you take a couple of steps back and say, okay, fine, I'm going, just wanted to say goodbye, and you go back home. What does Lavan do? It's Mabel al Arayim. What Lavan does is he looks at Yaakov, as if Yaakov has said something completely inexplicable, and he says, I don't understand. Habonois v'noisai. See these people here, they're mine. V'habonim, they're mine. V'hatzoin, the sheep, that's also mine. Not only that. V'chol asha'ata roya, everything that you see here, all that you've got, it's all me. It's all mine. Is he crazy? No. He's totally focused. He knows this is the last time, the last opportunity to steal something from Yaakov, and nothing else matters. And therefore, in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, where it says, Im Lavan Garti, so Rashi brings Tariq Mitzvah Shamarti, V'loy Lamadati Mimaisav Aroim. So many Svarim ask, it's quite obvious if he kept Tariq Mitzvah that he didn't learn from Esav. So some of the Svarim answer as a criticism, Loy Lamadati Mimaisav Aroim, how to be so singularly focused that nothing ever deviates you from what you were doing. To be an Oved Hashem in the same way that Lavan was a Rasha. That's who Lavan was. And therefore, at the end of the Sedra, after this little encounter, it says that that Lavan vayashkim Lavan baboike vayelech vayoshav Lavan limekaymei. Lavan goes back home. Who cares? Who cares if he went shopping in Tethiah or he went for 2 weeks to the Caribbean? But vayoshav Lavan limekaymei. Who cares? He's now out of history. He's out of the Torah. He has nothing of relevance for us since he's no longer connected to Yaakov. Torah is telling us this not just on a physical level. Vayoshav Lavan limekaymei is the fact that after 20 years living with the Godel Hador, he was exactly the same person he had been 20 years previously. Limekaymei means in Ruchnius. He was the same Lavan that he was earlier. Nothing had any effect on him whatsoever. We find this on one other occasion. In Parshat Balak with Bilam. That after the brachas, Vayokom Bilam Vayelech Vayoshav Limekaymei. Once again, we're not being told where he went. We're being told that having been forced to give brachas to Klal Yisrael, it didn't have any effect on him whatsoever. And it's not so surprising that the Medrash Tanchuma tells us that Lavan is Bilam, and that Vatilochitz Regel Bilam El Hakir. So Hagal Zeh Hakir, says Medrash Tanchuma, and Targum Yonason Ben Uziel, when at the very beginning of Parshas Balak, when Bilam's name is first mentioned, says that is Lavan. They are the same person. According to other Mepharshim, he's a descendant of Lavan. But the idea is that this is somebody who totally unfazed, totally unmoved. And therefore, we complete the circle if Bilam is Lavan, or Bilam is a descendant of Lavan, because Bilam and Avram are the two types of Talmidim, two types of people who have Talmidim at opposite ends of the spectrum. Which means that, with that in mind, we are not Lavan. Not Avram, but not Lavan. In fact, understanding the single-mindedness of Lavan helps us understand a Rashi in Parshat Vayetze. When Yaakov arrives in Lavan's house, so he arrives empty-handed, and Lavan says, "Shreinu ach atzmi v'sari ata. You're part of the family." Vayeshevim eichodesh yomim, and he's there for a month. And at the end of that, next passage, Vayomer Lavan li Yaakov, Lavan says, Hachi achi ata pavadatani chinam, hagido li mar maskutecha. Tell me what you want as a wage. Rashi, on that passage, on Pasuk Tesvov, says to us, Kmoi vatavdeni, v'chein kol teva shiloshen ovar, any word, any verb, which is in the past, hoisiv vov bereisha, if you put a vov at the beginning, hiofeches hateva lahabo. It turns the word from being in the past to being in the future. Vov ha-hipuch. Rashi had to wait till Parshas Vayetze to tell me the rule of vov ha-hipuch. Impossible gimel in Perek Aleph of Bereishis. Vayehi oir. There's a vov ha-hipuch. Had to wait till now. What Rashi is telling me is that there was a havamina to translate va'avadatani chinam, that Lavan was saying, I didn't want you to ever work for me for free. And Rashi said that would be a terrible mistake, because for the first 30 days that he was there, he did work for him for absolutely no wages whatsoever. Lavan, you have to understand, never passed up any opportunity. So Rashi has to tell you the rule of vav ha-hipuch here, to tell you don't have any havamina, there was any part of Lavan that was not connected to Rishus. So that's not us. So who are we? Where are we in Sefer Bereishis? We are the people in between. We are the people who have good days and who have bad days. Take someone, and perhaps at first blush this is not the type of person we want to be identified with, but nevertheless, take someone like Loit. So Loit lives or accustomed with Avraham Avinu. He's on the side of the angels. Kodesh Baruch Hu never appeared to him and told him Lech Lecha, but he left anyway. And they get to Eretz Yisrael, and there's a famine, and he goes down to Mitzrayim with Avraham. And in Mitzrayim, he keeps shtum. Avraham passes off this idea that Sarah is his sister, but he says nothing. So, till now, he's on the side of the angels. They leave, and the Nisayon of wealth is too great for him. In Re'a Avraham and Re'a Loit, that he doesn't pass. And he ends up going to Sodom. And the Yerida that then occurs ends up with him producing, fathering Amon Umayov. So from where he was to where he went, he had good days and bad days. They are more extreme than our good days and bad days, admittedly. But nevertheless, that's who he is. He's a mizug. He's a mixture of more than one Yetzer. And then his children. His children, just when we'd given up and written Loit out of history, his children produce Mashiach. And the Gemara in Horius tells us that kavanosam ba'isa meisa ha'isa l'shem shemayim. The kavanos of the daughters of Loit were l'shem shemayim. And the Marshal says, and that's why zochel han the kevois lovei bekal. Because the women within Loit's family meant it l'shem shemayim. Which means that before we write somebody else, we have to know how the story ends. These people, they move between one side and the other, which is pretty much what we do. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. We have better days and we have worse days. And therefore, the Maisim of Sefer Bereishis, whereas the Maisim of the Ovos and the Emois inspire us that Torah can transform an individual to an unbelievable degree, that they can go through an Akedah, that their Avodim will already reflect who they are even when the people are not present. But there is an extra layer that we can achieve from Sefer Bereishis, and that is seeing that even when we don't achieve our potential, so today wasn't such a great day, but tomorrow can be better. And forget, even when today was such a great day, I can't rest on my laurels, because there's still tomorrow. And the important thing to realize is that people haven't changed. Over the Doris, people have the same she'ifos, the same taivas, the same ideas that they've always had. Sometimes it's more sophisticated. Sometimes it's easier to achieve nowadays. But people are essentially unaltered. And therefore, what they ran after in those days, we are running after today. And therefore, Sefer Bereishis is a daily life schedule for us, whether through the Te'aliyos of the Ralbag, or whether through just learning the actual sipur, but seeing what the words are, understanding that the words actually are not just a story that happened, a story I believe in, but it's not just a story that happened. It's a story that happened. It's an ongoing map of what my life is about. If I do that, then I understand how my daily hanhoga can be transformed, my tefillah can be transformed, how my whole life can have an effect on others, and how Sefer Bereishis can teach me the Derech Eretz that's called Mulot Torah.
I have your attention for 1 minute to let you know, it's a pleasure to drop my house, of course.